VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump on Wednesday accused China of trying to interfere with the upcoming United States congressional elections. He claimed China's efforts are motivated by opposition to his tough trade policy. Later, at a news conference, the president said he had evidence of China's actions, but he cannot make it public right now.
We have evidence. It'll come out. Yeah, I can't tell you now, but it didn't come out of nowhere, that I can tell you.
China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi called Trump's claim nonsense. The president also said at the news conference that China seems to be intimidated by him.
I like President Xi a lot. I think he's a friend of mine. He may not be a friend of mine anymore, but I think he probably respects, from what I hear. If you look at Mr. Pillsbury, the leading authority on China, he was on a good show, I won't mention the name of the show, recently, and he was saying that China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large brain. He said, Donald Trump, they don't know what to do.
The United States again flew bombers over the disputed South China Sea this week, the disclosure coming from American officials on Wednesday. China has long claimed ownership of a large part of the South China Sea, an important international trade route through which billions of dollars worth of cargo is shipped annually. On Wednesday, President Trump took the gavel of the UN Security Council, devoting most of his remarks to criticism of Iran. Trump withdrew the U.S. from a nuclear deal earlier this year.
This horrible one-sided deal allowed Iran to continue its path towards a bomb and gave the regime a cash lifeline when they needed it the most.
Trump called Iran the world's leading sponsor of terrorism. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Judiciary